Well, hello everybody. Welcome. It isn't morning time, it's in the afternoon time. This is CA. I'm at the iHeartRadio studio up top the tower here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. We're here to not only just encourage, I've got a great Bible lesson that I'm going to be teaching on, and we are going to have another Phil Driscoll, maybe one or two more at the close of my lesson today. I want to welcome everybody again to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. I'm CA on the iHeartRadio Network in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. It's very hot up here, up top of the tower. Ground level, we were showing about 108 degrees when I arrived, and sitting in some air conditioning, but with the windows, you can definitely feel the heat. Okay, I've got a great show lined up. I didn't get to do one this morning. That's how come I decided to come up here in the studio, and I said, you know what? I am bound and determined that I'm going to get a podcast out today with some Bible teaching, some biblical teaching that I've had a bunch of y'all send me requests on that I'm going to be talking about here in just a little bit. And in fact, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen on our show today on a Thursday. So let's just go ahead and get a little bit of Dr. Funk. That's right, Dr. Funk. We ain't had that in a while, have we? All right. Going to do a Bible devotion here in a little while. Phil Driscoll, a couple of more songs of his coming up. And I am going to Bible teach on. I had a lot of requests. People have asked me, who are the clouds of witnesses in the Bible? Again, who are the cloud of witnesses in the Bible? I'm going to be able to hopefully explain that to you guys, and that will make a lot of sense. Now, I've been actually losing some weight, and I'm doing pretty good. I'm not trying to brag or anything. I'm pretty proud of myself. Really just laid off of a lot of caffeine. I love Coca-Cola and Mountain Dew, but I've had to lay off of that quite a bit, especially during the summer. So, you know, I've been drinking a lot of water, Gatorade with half if it's sugary, the full sugar, it's half Gatorade, half water. And I tell you what, kind of work that I do, I have a main job, so I've been shedding the pounds off. So that helps me a lot, and really very proud of that. All right, who's Jumpin' Jack ready today? I can't hear you saying, who is Jumpin' Jack ready? Oh, by the way, Deacon Brown is here, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in... All right, here we go. Jumpin' Jack ready. Y'all ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What does that mean? Let's roll. Y'all thought I was going to count it 1 through 5 again, didn't you? Nah, we're not going to do that tonight. Okay, oops. Hit one of the keys too soon there. Okay, well, today's Bible devotion is on simple trust. You know, guys, if you go to the book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom, and it talks about trusting the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, that's found in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3 and verse 5. There will always be secrets and motivations of God that lie beyond our grasp. You know, in fact, God knows everything we don't know. Only in heaven we will understand God's ways more fully. You know, as Paul said back in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 12, now I know in part, but then I know just as I have known. So based upon what we know about God's character, demonstrated supremely, you know, in the cross, we can trust that God is doing the very best for us. In fact, friends, God says in His Word, I have plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in a future. Find that in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. You know, as Quarantine Boone once explained, picture a piece of embroidery placed between you and God. And on the right side, up toward God, man sees the loose fray ends, but God sees the pattern. See, God is in control, friends. So whatever comes in our lives, we can confidentially say, we know that all things work together for the good for those who love God to those who are called according to his purpose. Where do you find that, CA? Book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 28. Everybody stand by. We're going to call out the deacon. He's sitting here at the studio. Very special late afternoon here at the studio, Faith Studio 1, him and Junkyard Ted. We're going to call out the deacon first also. Stand by. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure on a Thursday late afternoon. Let's just get ready. We're going to cut the music off here for just a second. Let's give a cheer. Let's give a mighty hand clap. How about some late afternoon morning crow? Security Sam, quit laughing at me. All right, bring on the whistle. Drum roll. Fanfare. Countdown.
10
for the deacon.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Take it away, Deacon.
Well, CA, how's everybody doing on a Thursday late afternoon up here, up top the tower at beautiful Faith Studio 1, the IR Radio Studio? You know, CA, I love this studio. I look out at the glass, right? And you know what? The only thing I don't like about it...
What's that, Deacon?
Is it is so hot. I can see the steam coming from the ground going up top the tower. Now, I'm not going to tell everybody what floor are we on there, CA, but I can see it, and I tell you what... I don't blame everybody for wearing their shorts, tank tops. Some of them are riding their bicycles around. That's just that downtown modern atmosphere.
That's right. You know, there's a lot of history in Fort Worth. I grew up in Fort Worth all my life, and there is a lot, and I'm talking a lot of history about Fort Worth. And, you know, yeah, we just need to continue to be safe and stay hydrated and take care of one another and keep the water going. You know, there's a town in Gunther, Texas, I found out. That's right, Gunther, Texas today, Deacon.
Oh, share that story. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're running out of water on the water well. I mean, their watering system that holds the water, the water tower. So I hope and pray. I know they're going to be able to get some out of their feed sources, pipe sources through. But you go out to the local lakes, you drive by them, all over the whole entire state, and then some. Even the Red River is even drying up.
Yeah, I know. I wonder where all the fishies are going.
I have no idea. I've never seen anything like this till probably about like 1980, but it wasn't near as bad as you walk out here, and it's like a dead gum furnace, and even at night it's a furnace. So we just need to keep praying and take care of our elderly, make sure that our kiddos are not in the cars like I've been telling everybody, make sure your kids, your other additional kids, your extended family, being your dogs, cats, animals, don't stay in a car in this extreme heat. And please, 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 you got a swimming pool at your house, please secure that where your toddlers, if you have toddlers or even your grandchildren, if some of y'all are grandchildren, you know, have grandchildren, please secure that and someone keep an eye on those kids. So many horror stories about children drowning.
Oh, yeah, CA, we had that happen over in Tyler a few times, and you know it's a very sad situation.
That's right. Guess who is here with you looking directly across? Any guesses?
Yes, that's old Junkyard Ted.
That's right. We're going to talk at Junkyard Ted. We're going to do a little mini round table, okay? And then I'm going to tell you what I'm going to be teaching on. I got another Phil Driscoll song before we do that as well. But stand by, everybody. You got it. We're fixing to bring on Junkyard Ted along with our friend the Deacon. Stand by. there we go, guys. Just a little short version of that. And what do you say? Let's just go ahead and cheer him on right now. One of our fan favorites next to the Deacon. Look out, Producer Dave. Your tie goes to the runner. How about a hand clap? How about some late afternoon morning crow here at the studio? All right, quit laughing at him. Whistle, please. Drum roll. Junkyard Ted always deserves fanfare. All right, countdown for Junkyard Ted.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, your friend, my friend, Junkyard Ted. Thank goodness he's in here drinking some water. We gave him some extra bottle water. Junkyard, how you doing there, Junkyard Ted?
See, hey, I'm doing just fine, and how's everybody doing out there in Radio Land? It's been a while since I've been on iHeartRadio here at Face Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio up top the tower. Hello there, Deacon.
Well, hello there, Junkyard Ted. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. It's been so hot, I've had to get up in the wee hours of the morning there and do a little junking. And guys, I'm going to tell you something right now. I found a lot of great stuff.
Boy, that's great. I see you brought a couple of things. Who is this for?
Well, this is for the Deacon to take back out there to the Tyler, Texas, out there to his lovely wife, Miss Mildred.
Well, I think that's so nice there, Junkyard. You're going to have to explain that to me there, Teddy. Because sometimes the Deacon's a little dumb, not like Dumb and Dumber, you know what I mean. But I would love to tell my lovely wife, Miss Mildred, about it, you know what I mean.
Well, I can understand that's right, I can understand it there, the Deacon. Now, let me tell you something right now. This one particular thing is a metal detector that was broken, and Junkyard Ted fixed it for you because I want you to try to find some items that might be historical over there by the church, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe it'd take me a couple of weeks in the cooler time of the, couple of weeks, hopefully. Hopefully it's heat go down, but you know how that is, right, C.A.?
That's right. I don't see any relief in sight. We need to be praying for that. But yeah, take it out there around the church out there and see if you can find some stuff. You know, talk to your pastor, see if it's okay.
C.A., I got the connections like you wouldn't believe, like the connector, you know what I mean?
Well, it sounds like the Deacon has it all together there, C.A.
That's right. It does, our Junkyard Ted. That's nice of you. What else did you bring him?
Well, I brought him a little small portable fan that wasn't working, and I went down and I looked a little deeper down there in the trash can, and I found it was cut off. So what I did is I went over to a friend of mine and they helped me wire it together, and it really works. We got duct tape on it. Well, electrical tape, that is, so it's safe for the Deacon. That way, when he's doing his hobbies, when Miss Mildred kicks him out and everything, he's going to be A-okay.
I love it, because sometimes I do honeydew projects. You know what I mean there?
There you go. There you go, guys. Well, today, here in a little while, I am going to be, after the Phil Driscoll song, I'm going to be teaching on who are the clouds of witnesses in the Bible. Y'all are going to have to hear that. That sounds like that's going to be kind of a fun topic. I've had people ask me about it. So we're going to go full-fledged into that.
Well, that sounds like a good topic there, C.A. I'm going to have to listen to that. I'm going to have to just sit back and relax and enjoy that.
You know, I wish I could too, but I got to get downstairs, down the elevator, and I got to go run some errands, but I'll catch it on the podcast when it's published.
There you go, guys. Okay. Well, I'm glad everybody's doing good. I didn't want to kind of cut it short because this is a lesson I'm doing. Plus, I got the Phil Driscoll song I want to play. So, I hope you guys have a great time. Thanks for bringing those gifts up there to the Deacon.
Yeah, you know, I feel so bad. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Junkyard Ted. I'm going to give you a lift sometime down there to the Turnip Cafe, and we're going to go buy you a chicken fried steak or even a steak dinner. How's that sound? Me and my lovely wife, Miss Mildred.
That sounds like a plan there, Deacon.
All right, great, guys. Well, listen, I've got to go ahead. Y'all have a great day. We got to get this Phil Driscoll going. It's my tribute. This is Phil Driscoll. I've never played this one before. To God be the glory. Enjoy. Don't you just love that trumpet sound? I had found some more albums on him that we're going to play in the near future on the Morning Brew Christian podcast show. So just stand by for that. Okay, well, today I've had a lot of requests for this. On a very special Thursday late afternoon here at Faith Studio One, we are going to be talking about, or I'm going to be biblically teaching a little bit, because I've had people ask me, who are the cloud of witnesses in the Bible? So here we go. We're going to talk about it. I'm going through my notes here. It says that I have written down. It says, do people in heaven watch our lives on earth? Think about that. If so, can they pray for us when we need help? Well, let's go back to the book of Hebrews, okay? The Bible mentions a great cloud of witnesses in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. A verse that encourages us to run the race of faith well. Now here's the meaning of that famous scripture, which is included in the cloud of witnesses and the purpose of what they do in heaven. One question that does come to mind that people have asked me is, where does the Bible talk about a cloud of witnesses? Okay, well, let's go back in the book of Hebrews, friends, chapter, and you can make notes if you want to, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. The Bible encourages us, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great wall, or great cloud, I should say, of witnesses. Too much coffee this morning. Great cloud of witnesses. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with the perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of faith. Now, the first passage of chapter 12 begins with the word therefore, indicating that it is in a continuation of what Hebrews says in the previous chapter. So what's important to read about Hebrews chapter 11 for more information about the cloud of witnesses is that Hebrews chapter 12 mentions. So a question comes to mind is, who is the cloud of witnesses? Well, we see in Hebrews, the whole chapter, chapter 11, that the cloud of witnesses refers to the people who have gone on to heaven before us. The chapter focuses on the importance of faith, which it is defined in verse 1. Now, faith is a confidence in which we hope for and assurance about what we did not see. Therefore, in verse number 2, it points out that faith is what the accents we are, you know, commanded for. Finally, the rest of the chapter gives the examples of people with commendable faith. This faith Hall of Fame mentions many biblical figures in the Old Testament, such as Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Rahab, Gideon, and David. The chapter also extols the strong faith of men and women who aren't named, but who put their faith into action. You see, friends, they choose to trust God even during intense challenges like confronting injustice, standing up for what is right, overcoming the fears, relying on God for help during suffering, and living in love and purpose. So the cloud of witnesses in chapter 12 includes people like chapter 11. It describes people who pleased God by choosing faith and relying on God's help to live out faith well. There is no limit, keep in mind, to the amount of people who can join the great cloud of heaven. The last verse of chapter 11 tells us, only together with us would be made perfect. Although the book of Hebrews presents famous examples of faithful people who are in the great cloud of witnesses, it doesn't exclude others. Keep that in mind. In fact, it looks forward to other people of faith who will experience the rewards of their faith altogether in the future. Every single soul who chooses to live in faith through a relationship with God can become part of the great cloud of witnesses. So not only does the famous saints in heaven get to participate, but so does a huge amount of other people throughout history who have decided to live in faith. This includes people, friends, who know personally, who I know you know, like my grandparents and my aunt and other ones that have gone on, friends and church people that I knew who have passed on, and you have too, that you know too, after earthly lives of faith, trusting Jesus with their salvation. Many of our departed friends and family remember members of may be a part of this cloud of witnesses that surround us, okay? Another question that comes to mind is, what does a cloud of witnesses do, and what purposes do they serve? Well, the people in this great cloud of witnesses watch us from heaven in order to help support us in spiritual journeys. Now, while these witnesses are aware of spiritual progress on earth, they're not spying on us, okay? Just keep that in mind. Trust me, God's keeping them busy, and there's this happiness up in heaven, the scripture reminds us. They're not concerned with every detail of our lives, but with the state of our souls. They simply are caring brothers and sisters in Christ who want to inspire us to live with faith, as they did. They bear witness to the wisdom by choosing faith in God. These witnesses serve as inspiring examples of faithful lives look like. We can learn about the power of faith by learning how to rely on God through victories, defeats, joy and sorrows, celebrations, and even our challenges that we go through. Since we're living after these times in history, we can look at the whole entirety of our lives and see the results of these wise choices to live with faith. And in fact, besides giving us examples on how to live faith on earth, the people in the clouds and the witnesses may also pray for us from heaven. In fact, Revelations, just backtrack on that. Revelations chapter 5, I've studied on that with you guys, describes persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. Verse 9 also reminds us in chapter 5, verse 9, in heaven together, they are aware of our prayers of God's people. In verse 8, Revelations 8, chapter 8 and verse 3 describes an angel adding incense to the prayers of all the saints and placing them on an altar in heaven. While we should only to pray to God, not to the people of the angels in heaven, always, you know, pray to God, so we worship our Lord Savior. Those who are in heaven with God are aware of our prayers and may join us in prayer. Now, if God leads them to do so. Now you go to Ephesians. I'm kind of backtracking on different Bible scriptures. Go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Encourages all believers to keep praying for each other. And the people in the cloud of witnesses may continue to pray for their spiritual brothers and sisters from heaven. Highlight that if someone ever asks you. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. So praying inside a historical chapel. We experience, if you've ever been in a historical chapel, I have in my past, you experience the love of this great cloud of witnesses in a way that it's just, there's a lot of history. Well, up in heaven, we got brothers and sisters in Christ. And just like I was saying, basically, it's a huge crowd. So my conclusion to this, I know it's kind of a short lesson. A huge crowd of faithful people who have gone on before us to heaven are cheering us on. As long as we continue to trust in God, and we need to continue to run on a race of faith on earth. So let's do what Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 says, urges us to do, by throwing off everything that hinders us, our progress, and running in God's direction with perseverance. When we reach the finish line, we'll get to celebrate with God and our supporters in that cloud of witnesses. What a wonderful time it's going to be. So your question is, CA, is there a cloud of witnesses? Yes, scripture reminds us. Now, they don't know everything. You know who knows everything? God does. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. See, God knows everything. The clouds of witnesses, the people like I was just reading to y'all about in our Bible lesson, you know, Father Abraham and Cain it goes on. You know, like I was reading these lists of people that have gone on. You know, Jonah. I mean, all of this, guys, Noah, all of this is a cloud of witnesses. But there's also our loved ones. Now, I'm using an example. Everybody has their own example. I'm using my grandparents. My grandfather, who went home to be with the Lord in 2007. My grandmother, who went home to be with the Lord in 1996. They're up there. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt. They love Jesus. They're believers. And my late aunt, about 3 years ago, who is up there. So God's keeping them busy, I'm sure. But also, Scripture reminds us of a great cloud of witnesses. So yes, there are witnesses up in heaven, to answer your question. And those scripture verses, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. Ephesians. Let's go back, CA. Oop, coffee moment. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. Highlight and read that in your spare time. And then, you know, I want you to go to that Revelations chapter 8, verse 3. And then go back and backtrack to Hebrews and read chapter 11 all the way down. Go to chapter 12, read verse 1, 3. It explains it, guys. It's just there. But your main source, we only worship one God, as we all know, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our God that created us. Because we all, I've said it before, you know, God's three in one. He's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He loves you. So what's your point now? Well, in closing, like I said, I've had people ask me if I would cover that, and I did kind of in a short-lived way. I want to remind you of something. And I've said it on Uplifting Wednesdays time after time. You're down and out. You're discouraged. You feel you're alone. You're really not alone. Someone told me the other day, CA, I feel alone. You're not alone. Do you know whether you're single, whether you're a bachelorette, whether you're a bachelor, divorcee, whatever it may be, married, you're not alone. Because God is always there. He is. And you know what? He loves you. Okay? If there's anything I can help you with prayer-wise, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. I hope that answers a lot of y'all's questions. Let's lead off in prayer on our special Thursday evening edition. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over God and protect us, for we love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, saddling up. Got to get out of the tower. Head on home here. This is CA leaving Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio, beautiful downtown Fort Worth. Y'all have a great evening, and we'll talk again soon. Bye for now.